Back in May, we partnered with an incredibly unique small business called Aware Causes, and that's AwareCauses, which would also be their Instagram handle, to provide our listeners with the largest discount code they have to offer. Their website is www.awarecauses.com, and enter NotAlone30, that's NotAlone30, at checkout to receive 30% off your entire purchase. And on their website, you can find an assortment of different jewelry, each of which represent a different type of cause to bring more awareness to. When the jewelry is purchased for a specific cause, the company donates a portion of that purchase to a charity in honor of that specific cause. Aware Causes also has an assortment of apparel to choose from on their website. So check out their website to shop for jewelry and apparel with a cause. And again, that's www.awarecauses.com. Enter the discount code NotAlone30. Again, NotAlone30 at checkout and get 30% off your entire purchase. While you're on their website, scroll down to the bottom of their homepage to enter your email address to sign up for their newsletter. Thank you so much for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 2 of the Trigger Warning Podcast. If you watched the first episode of Season 2, we truly hope that you enjoyed it. I have some updates to share regarding our hosting platform and what I have talked about on the prior episode and the announcement that I put out in regard to the switch to RSS.com. It did not happen as flawlessly as I had hoped it would. Podbean's platform canceled prior to RSS being able to transfer all of our files due to some miscommunication and Podbean's lack of customer support. I was not able to reactivate the account for Podbean to transfer everything over to RSS feed. So I am extremely disappointed with the customer service that Podbean provided. There is no option to contact them by phone, so I only had access to emailing them, and I emailed them 6 times, including a high priority email, and never received another response from them. So I'm going to type up a pretty cute email regarding my experience. It's not going to be cute at all, and I have every reason to be pissed about their lack of response and support. Therefore, they deserve a very hard-hitting email. RSS has been absolutely phenomenal with their customer support, their follow-up time to their emails that I've sent them, and just solidified my decision to switch hosting platforms. But what this means is that the distribution from most podcasting platforms from Season 1 did not import to RSS, and RSS does not have our full Season 1 episodes. Unfortunately, from what I can see, only Spotify has our first full season as well as Season 2, Episode 1. If you missed any of the episodes from Season 1, head over to Spotify to catch up. Also, all episodes except for the first episode, all of our episodes for Season 1 from Season 1 are available in video version on YouTube and Patreon. The only episode that we did not release a video version of due to the awful quality of the video, we did not have the time to reshoot the episode. This episode is titled Grind Out, and you can find the audio version on Spotify right now. So all of Season 2 will be found on our new hosting platform, RSS.com. We have a direct link to RSS profile located at the bottom of the homepage of our website below our social media platform buttons.
RSS has my hope. I'm very excited to move on with them. Podbean, I'm not going to say the words that I feel about you right now.
They don't even deserve me to give
you
any
don't
credit.
Deserve it.
Not at all. All right. So how are you doing today, Tori?
Exhausted.
Even though that didn't come off as sincere as I needed it to.
You don't even care.
I had total brain fog and forgot where I was.
Well, I mean, that just tracks with the episode today. It's fine.
Exactly.
I'm exhausted, more than exhausted. The last few weeks of summer have been just beating me unrelentlessly. I'm just on the ground and just beating the crap out of me right now, but I'm tired, I'm distracted, and I'm 100% ready to get back on a normal schedule. Those with children will understand. Man, I love these kids. Okay. I want them to go back to school. And my youngest is starting preschool this year, so it's a whole new thing. We are excited. I'm so happy with life right now, despite being exhausted. We have an extra child that we've taken in over the summer, and we just could not thank the universe enough for putting him in our lives. We love him dearly, like he is one of our own, and we're excited to start the middle school journey with him. It's been challenging, but very, very rewarding. We actually just went on a day trip to an aquarium yesterday, and we got to just do all of the fun aquarium things. If you know me, I'm a giant dork. It was a huge blast. I got to see an octopus, which is one of my favorite animals, and although they didn't have my favorite species there, I was pretty excited to see a giant Pacific octopus, but I digress. How is your train derailment going?
Well, I'm going to comment on a couple of the things for a moment. First of all, your octopus ring that you showed me is
Oh, yeah.
outstanding.
Thank
I
you.
absolutely adore it. And I'm so happy that you had the opportunity to go to an aquarium. And I am so happy that you are able to provide a stable and safe place for all your children, your family, and your bonus child. So I applaud you for all of that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. If my boobs look larger than they should, that's because within
Sorry.
the last 2 weeks, I had my boobs done and they're completely healed. I'm obviously kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you did not.
Yeah, seriously, that did not happen at all. I'm just wearing a bodysuit that is intended to snatch your body and waist and push your boobs up because the last thing I want is for my body to look my actual age. And I'm a freak about my skincare and just making sure that I look snatched all the time. Aside from that very useless information that I just spit out,
Mine
and
changed too.
this is useless as well. I got tinsel put in my hair and I'm obsessed with it, and it was only $5 flat to get this done
Wow.
professionally installed at our educators of beauty in our area. And I'm actually so happy with the outcome. You can't actually tell on camera, which is very disappointing, but I'm going to keep getting this done because I feel like a mermaid.
I love that.
Thank you. Tori, I also remember telling you that I've been on the platform Threads. And for those of you who aren't aware of what this is, it's a platform that's directly connected with Instagram, but you actually have to connect your account, I think. It's kind of like Twitter when it comes to how it's set up, and but you cannot send DMs to anybody on Threads, which is actually a blessing if you know what I'm saying. Threads has been such a breath of fresh air platform for me. However, I am constantly at war with Instagram because they keep trying to limit the amount of people that I'm following, and they're constantly trying to censor my content. And like they would censor if I took a photo right now, like just sitting here like this, they would fight me about it. However, they're constantly censoring me, but they're not catching these sex bots that keep trying to follow me
Oh
on
my
my Threads
God.
platform. Yeah, they just keep slipping through the cracks. And but they want to censor my stuff. They want to prevent me from following people. Like Meta is so in the wrong here. They got people working for them that just don't need to be working for them. Something is wrong with all of that.
Okay, put your
However,
tits away.
I know, my God. Like, stop being a woman with good tits.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I
Gross.
know. God. But anyway, the engagement and support between the women on Threads is unbelievable, and I've truly never seen anything like it. I've been able to connect with some inspiring, powerful, and very supportive women, and I've met a specific person who is literally the exact same person as me, but in another body. We basically lived the exact same life and been through the exact same things mentally and physically. It is so nice to connect with somebody that has lived through just about everything I've lived through. We live about 5 hours away or 5 hours-ish away from each other, but we're in the same time zone and everything. And I'm just very thankful that this platform has given me the opportunity to connect with her because she is such a beautiful soul.
I just love that for you because you're such a light to me. I love that you're a light to others, and that makes me happy.
And I enjoy doing this so much. I
You do.
enjoy being an outlet for others. Well, Tori, we didn't make it very far when we tried to structure this episode, did we?
We did so good. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have had constipation that I've been dealing with, like real true life constipation. And I feel like all of that has moved into my brain, and my brain just can't shit out whatever I need to shit out and put the shit together and flush it into this outline. It's been a disaster. I literally have nothing to blame my brain constipation on. I've just been stuck in this selfish, pitiful mood of everything seeming like it's too big of a task to accomplish. And I literally usually have diarrhea of the mouth, not constipation of the brain. I have taken my meds correctly. I have drank enough coffee and Red Bulls this week for two people that would be twice the size of me. And I have no kids other than kids that have four paws, so two of those kind of kids. And I do have one ornery little mother effer of a dog that is still in his toddler phase. And then my mental health isn't really suffering right now, so I don't even have that to blame it on. I've just had your typical adult life stresses, which I didn't sign up for, and I don't believe I deserve to have this kind
Nobody
of weight
signed
on
up
my
for it.
shoulders. Right. Now, this is not political or religion based because those are the two things for that we will actually fully steer away from when it comes to this show and this platform. Those are not trenches we want to dig ourselves in. But I kind of wonder that if there's people that truly believe that a person is choosing to be gay, bisexual, etc., I wonder if those people also think that we choose to be conceived and, be born. Because I just say that because it's just as ignorant as saying that somebody chooses to be gay, straight, bisexual, etc. And I know I didn't say stupid the first time, but it's both stupid and ignorant and many other things that I can't say on film. But I can tell you right now that if we have one listener or viewer or 50 listener or viewers that truly believe that to this date that this is a choice, I hope they stop listening. And I'd like to say that I hope we not only lose them, but they suffer some consequences that I also cannot say on film.
I just want them to stub their toe daily for the next 5 weeks. Is that too much to ask?
No,
I feel like that's not that harmful.
I wouldn't wish, really bad things on my enemies, but I would really wish bad things on these people.
Yeah. So like inconveniences. I want them to be inconvenienced.
I'd say that's pretty fair. And some people might even say, like, how can you be a fan of Eminem with all the controversial things that he said in his music, specifically about the things that I've just mentioned? And if you are thinking that right now, I'd like you to look up some of his past interviews, recent interviews. I'd like you to look up information about the two children that he adopted and why he adopted them. And I'd love for you to see that one of the children that he adopted and raised identifies as non-binary. And Tori, I don't want to misrepresent here, nor do I want to disrespect anybody's pronouns. But if I speak further on the information regarding his daughter that is non-binary, it is referred to as they, them, correct? That would be the correct point. Okay. So with all the information that I have on his daughter and the daughter I'm speaking of that has identified as non-binary, their name was Whitney. And they have changed their name to Stevie. And then, of course, non-binary referred to as they, them. But that is just the information that I have that is publicly available. So I can't speak on the things that I don't know or anything like that, but I just am speaking on the things that I do know. So I'd love for you to listen, and I mean really listen to his music open-mindedly and just the stories he tells through his lyrics. Especially, I'd like you to listen to the song Somebody Save Me on his newest album. And I'd love for you to understand that his non-binary child birth was their birth name was Whitney, like I said, and they now refer to as Stevie because that's the name that they go by now. And the reason I specifically mention this is because Eminem refers to them as Stevie instead of their birth name, Whitney. This is a song that actually tells a story apologizing for all the things that he's done and apologizing for things that he may have missed if he never recovered or got out of, his substance abuse or never changed his life to become 15 years sober. So he's telling this in the past tense, as if he never got to do or see all these things that he did do. And because he talks about walking Lainey and Haley down the aisle when they get married and apologizes for missing that, but he did those things. So he's just going on past tense, like if he were to have died. And he has been there for the things that he is saying that he wasn't there for in the lyrics of that song. Since it was past tense, he could have been referring to Stevie as Whitney, and he did not refer to Stevie as Whitney. He refers to Stevie as Stevie in this song, which is a very important thing for me to drive home. Point blank, period, and that's all I have to say about that. And I know I just went a little off the rails there a little bit,
Well,
but I'll be damned if anyone tries to F around and find out with me about that situation. Anyway, Tori.
was gonna ask if we could trail a little, but is it even necessary to ask at this point?
Nope.
Like, much like our lives have been doing, we've been off the rails. You'd reached out to me, like we referred to at the beginning of the episode, about how distracted you've been, and I could not agree more. Like, what's wrong? Are the planets not creating the perfect shape? Are they not in perfect linear fashion? Is Mercury and Mars flipping us off here on Earth? What Greek god do I need to bow down to get some focus around here? Because if there's a god of Adderall, I'm bowing down. I am on the ground because I just cannot. I have been off the charts with my inattentiveness and I'm task avoiding. I don't even know what to do at this point. The world's never going to know. What is your take on this? What is it? There's something in the air?
I don't know, and I just don't feel like we can blame everything on Mercury being in retrograde. Like
I
our,
want to.
I know I want to blame my astrology sign so much, but like, is that really the case here? Like,
No.
that's kind of like leaning on your mental health and
Yeah.
presenting as if your mental health is like the reason that you do the things that you do. But I will tell you, I am on Adderall, so I bow down to the lords of Adderall, and that did not even help me with the brain constipation that I've been feeling with this episode, honestly. But I'm just so proud of the fact that the kind of mother that you are, the kind of wife that you are, the kind of bonus mother that you've been, I think that you are giving your all into these things, including also being an aunt. And in the midst of all this, here you are today filming episode 2 of season 2 with me. And I don't know how you do it, Tori. I truly don't.
I'm not tearing up. No, I don't know. I don't even I have no tips or tricks, man. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. But thank you.
Sometimes you just have to do that, you know? Sometimes you just have to wake up and just do the things that you don't even know if you can
Yes.
do. And
Yep.
I've been struggling with some major ADHD paralysis, and typically by a certain point, like I've mentioned in several episodes, I am able to pull myself together and go off on an episode topic, but unfortunately that was not the case here. And we could have easily said, let's take a wash on this episode, or let's push the release date back on this episode. Just as easily as we could have done that, we could have put out an announcement to our listeners, viewers, that we would be pushing the air date for this episode back, or just taking a wash on this episode and asked our listeners or viewers to tune in 2 Thursdays from now. But we could lose credibility, we'd lose consistency, we'd potentially lose a lot of our platform engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We could lose listeners, viewers, followers. And I've mentioned this before when I've seen the analytics and podcasts usually starting up, podcasts usually stop filming and shooting, airing videos by season or by episode three and never make it to a season two. And we're still here, and I'm so blessed to be here today, regardless of the ADHD paralysis or the crazy life that we've been living. And it's funny because we could make this episode about literally everything that's going on right in front of our faces, because I literally texted you last night and I said that at all the things that was holding us from putting ourselves together is exactly what we needed this episode to be about. It was right in front of our faces, real life shit. This is our real life shit that happens to people that can relate to us. Why wouldn't we just talk about real life shit? Here
I
we
agree.
are.
I here we are. I don't know why we never thought of this before. We're gonna
Right.
stress out, freak out a little bit, and then, oh wait. This is
Yeah.
about mental health. We have the mental health.
Yeah. Somebody could have been dangling this right into one of our faces, and we, like, the Lords were dangling this right in front of our faces, and we didn't pick it up
They
at
were.
all.
We were just like, oh my God, stop. Like,
Literally, like a bug, like, get away. I want to be important. I want to make important shit.
yeah,
And
I'm
then
trying
boom.
to get a bomb episode put out. Steph giving me this great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the fly just ran up right into my nose.
Yep.
I couldn't get it from going in there. Excuse me. But what I want to bring home, like the most important parts and drive home what I feel is so important about these things today, is that when you feel uninspired or feel like you're losing passion for something that you never thought you'd lose your passion for, that's the ugly part of your brain that is taking over. You will be so mad at yourself if you give up on something that you've put your heart and soul into. Give yourself a break. There are always going to be days where you cannot invest 100% of yourself into the day. There will be times where you feel like you could only invest 50% or even just 10%. And those days that you feel like you could only invest 10% or less into the day, that is still enough for you to be proud of, because there's going to be other days that are going to make up for the days that you only put 10% of yourself into. And on those days when you feel like you can only commit so little of yourself into, but it's a day where you absolutely have to commit more time or more of a percentage to invest in something, you're going to feel so burnt out, exhausted, maybe even defeated. But it is so important to reflect on the fact that you did it. You got through it even when you felt like you couldn't. It is possible to be capable of so much more than you felt like you were. And life is going to challenge the shit out of you. Life is going to beat the shit out of you. You're going to feel like giving up over and over, but you can do the things that your brain is telling you that you can't. Your life, your passions, your goals are worth fighting for. You have a purpose in this world. Don't give up on your dreams or your passions just because you had a rough day, week, or month, and they suddenly seem so hard to accomplish. You will find the motivation and inspiration again. And when you're doing that, you're going to be happy that you did not give up. And remember that the same brain that you're at war with every single day is the same brain that has kept you alive. And it's very important for you to understand that.
I just, you are always just so inspiring. I'm like, oh, where does she come up with these things? It's great. But as you're saying, like the percentage of putting in each day, I've always thought of this in relationships as well, because everybody's like, well, you have to give 100%, 100% to your relationship. And I'm sorry, I don't believe in that, because there's not days that you can put in 100. And if you're putting in 100, and your spouse is putting in 100, great, wonderful, fine, whatever. Your partner can put in what they can. But if you can only put in so much, then I believe that the healthy part of the relationship is your partner giving a little bit more, or maybe you have to give a little bit more when they can't give as much. And I think we can treat everyday issues the same way. If you can't give it all, you know what, you're giving what you can, and that's enough. And I think we all should think that way. It's positive. And I don't like to think positive, because currently I'm hating myself, you know, while also believing I could easily pass for a goddess, which doesn't make sense. But, you know, hey, God, it's me, Tori. I have a question. Why?
I do that question. Same exact thing. I do that same exact thing. Like, I'm sitting here like, you are a boss ass bitch, but also
yeah.
I can't effing stand you. I can't bring myself to like you, but I also know I'm a goddess. I mean, my first name means moon goddess in Greek.
It literally does. Mine's like Japanese. I think it means like bird. Flighty? Is that what it is?
Is that a representation of who you are?
It's gotta be. Like, I told my husband the other night, I'm like, I need a therapist to just like squirt me with a water bottle, like a misbehaved puppy, every time I have any mental health issue, and it'll just correct my behavior. Like, no self-hatred, no depression. Like, I think it would just be so helpful.
If it were that easy. I think that'd be incredible, but
maybe I'm on to something.
Yeah, you could be, but I feel like I would instantly get pissed off if I was squirted in the face with a water bottle, and I had a full beat, like I beat the shit out of my face with makeup. If I had a full beat on and somebody squirted me, there, you know those restaurants like that where they do the cooking in front of you? It's like Japanese or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then the guy is like, that's cooking, or the woman that's cooking, or whoever they are, they play around with the food and like toss things up and chop things up or toss things in your mouth.
Yeah.
I've been there to a restaurant like that twice. And when they get out the little squirty bottle of the guy who's like peeing on you and squirts on you, I have been the only one at the table both times that the guy has squirted me with pee, with water, but pee. And I instantly get so pissed off, and I haven't been there since the last time it happened to me. I'm boycotting it because
I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. I don't know why I'm the only one that gets picked on every single time. And you know, you have to sit at those tables with other people, but it's me. It's me that comes after.
I can't do it. Like, we want to play outside with the kids, and I'm like, listen, we could play water guns. We could do sprinkler. If my face gets splashed, I am irrationally angry. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So I feel you on that level. Can't do it.
Honestly. And I agree with everything that you said on the relationship thing. I live by that. And sometimes more often than not, I'm putting 10%, Mike is putting the rest of the 90%, and I personally feel like that's happening to me more times than it isn't happening to me, and I feel bad, but also I am self-aware enough to take a step back and realize that I need to give more of a percent into my relationship than I have been giving lately. And self-awareness when it comes to your mental health, your journey, is so important, because if you're not self-aware, you can't hold yourself as accountable as you need to. If you don't ever figure out the why, you're never going to get to the what in those kind of situations. You're never going to be able to help yourself.
Yeah.
And it's just going to lead to a disaster.
I agree. If we don't have self-awareness, anybody, doesn't even matter if you have a mental health disorder, it does not matter. If you do not have self-awareness, I believe that you cannot be your best self, because there's no way you can reflect on anything positive or negative and improve if you don't have that self-awareness. So I think that stands for everybody, even if you don't have a random mental health disorder that got sprinkled on you, you know?
This cute little genetics coming out.
Thanks. It's just like, hey, here you go. Got this for you.
I do want to make this very effing clear. And Tori, I keep saying effing. I know I'm censoring myself here. What I did want to point out is that I did read that YouTube does not ban you if you say the F word unless you say it in the first 3 minutes of your episode.
Oh.
But for the sake of your profession and, just our platform and my cute little F bomb here, I am going to censor myself because I don't want it to negatively reflect, who we are, who you are as a professional. And I love using my little F bomb.
I think
And
it's the cutest thing ever. It's my favorite.
yeah, but I will never hesitate from saying any other cuss words. So besides the
I've
F
never
bomb.
noticed.
But again, I want to make it very effing clear that the shit that I just spit out today to all of you was not found on some bullshit ass self-help book or some bullshit ass healing book, nor did I hear on any inspirational or motivational podcast. Take the shit that I just said to you however you want to take it, but remember, the last thing we're trying to do here is spit some bullshit at you. And if you want to give up, and that's on you. Nobody else is making that decision for you. It is you making that decision. And I'm just reminding you that these things are normal to feel. And if I gave up on my passions, my mission, my goals, every single time I felt like I lacked inspiration, creativity, or simply stopped giving a damn about it, I wouldn't be here today shooting this episode. And this was my reality this week. This is exactly all of the things I had just spit out at you are the things I had to remind myself of this week. And by the time this episode airs, I might find some useful information to link on our resources tab. But if all I find is some pathetic ass useless shit, you won't find any resources linked for this episode. We are your resources.
We cannot cite our brains in APA format. We make all of this up on the spot. You are very welcome. It's called creativity or pressure.
Especially today.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, today is a great representation of how we just made this happen.
Yeah. I mean, do I have our notes pulled up in front of me right now? Of course I do. Did I know some of the things you were going to say and it still cracked me up for absolutely no reason? Yeah. But most of this has been completely ad-lib.
Yeah, I literally finished most of what I wanted to say 20 minutes before we're on film. And
Think
that
you're right.
really,
Yeah.
really never happens because I find myself and invest myself into the topics, into the structure and the outlines. I figure it the F out. I almost let it slip,
That
but I
was close.
figured it the F out typically more often than I don't. But today was not that day. This episode was not that episode. But we're here and we made it happen.
We did this for you lunatics, just for you, not for us. Maybe a little for us. Well, it has been absolutely lovely shooting this episode today, but I think I need to just like doom scroll, hyper fixate on something until bedtime and then feel like really guilty and then get that existential guilt. But right now my kids are outside playing, so I'm thinking like a good scream with the cicadas sounds like something I want to go involve myself in.
Oh my God, Mike, he let out the dogs last night and the cicadas were going crazy. As if I couldn't already hear them, he opens the door and he goes, "Do you hear that?" And I said, he took a video of it as if
That's
we
so
haven't
cute.
lived in as if we haven't lived in Illinois our entire lives and don't already know that this happens by the end of July. So, and I was thinking the exact same as you. He opened the door and said, "Do you hear this?" And I was wondering, is it me? Is that me out there? Am I a cicada?
I join? Is there an open invitation?
Exactly. But no, that wasn't the case.
Would you like to hear something so disgusting about cicadas? I know you do. So I have a 3-year-old daughter. She's scary. But she loves to find cicada shells. And then she brings them to me. I am not a fan of this, okay? But she puts them on her shirt like they're little like and she'll just like decorate her shirt with the carcasses, the shedded skin of cicadas. Look, mommy. And I'm like, you're not mine. You're your father's. I don't even go away. Disgusting. And she brings them to me and then like shaking them and they're like clicking together. I'm like, ugh. So if you have a child out there that does that, you're not alone. I'm also disgusted by my children.
This is so hilarious to me, more than you even realize, because my sister used to be scared of the cicadas and the shells, even though she knew that they were no longer in the shell, that they
That's
shedded.
not true. I picked one up when I was like 4 years old. This is why I cannot touch them. And I didn't realize it was like still molting and it latched onto my finger. Yes. Yeah. That was, yep. I will never touch one ever again.
That would
Ever.
scare the shit out of me. That never happened to me, but my sister was both scared of those and ladybugs. And I looked for the cicada skins and I picked them off the trees and I chased my sister around with them
Your
every
poor
single.
sister.
I know. I said before, I might be, a part of the reason she's, has some traumatic experiences.
It's all
I
you.
might have affected her in that way to some extent. But she used to screech, even though my grandma would tell her, honey, they're just skins, they're not gonna hurt you. And I was sitting there like, no, they're gonna hurt you.
You know what? I hope she's listening. I'm gonna speak directly to her. Your fear is real. Your fear is real and your sister's mean. My God.
She will be listening to this eventually, but you're right. Well, we did go off track a little bit again, but I think this was a fantastic episode, no matter
Do
whether
too.
we did this last week or we did it in the last 20 minutes before filming. So, if you've survived another day at war with your brain, you are superior, and we're wishing you nothing but peace in your soul, your mind, and another day of surviving until you can find your way of living.
And we will see all of you lunatics in 2 weeks on Trigger Warning Podcast.